Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on a special Sunday in the aspect of the church, Pentecost Sunday, when we remember the birthday of the church, the first time the Holy Spirit came down and dwelled upon the people of God. So welcome to all of you. Welcome to family that are here for senior recognition and family here for confirmation. I keep thinking, confirmation. So they're prepared as they're going to be, and we've all been praying for you for this day, so I'm sure the Spirit is with you as well. So welcome to you all for our time of worship together.
Our opening scripture is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the words, the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Let's pray. O God, you are the joy of this day and the hope for every day to come. Move in our midst, fill us with your Spirit, and make us one. May our words, as well as our actions, and even the secret thoughts of our hearts, be a part of your worship this hour. For we pray, focused upon Jesus, the one who died for all, your only begotten Son. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Let us join in praise on this Pentecost Sunday by singing "Holy Spirit, Come."
See the unthinkable. I'm ready for a miracle. Hearts praying for a fresh encounter. Souls looking to the living God. I'm ready for a real revival. Oh, Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire. Holy Spirit, fall in this place. Fill our hearts, Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire, Holy Spirit, come, oh Holy Spirit, come. We're on the edge of a new beginning. God, we know you have so much more. We're looking to a new horizon. We're praying for your rain to pour, an overflowing of true redemption, an overflowing of your kingdom. We're ready for a real revival. Oh, Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire. Holy Spirit, fall in this place, fill our hearts. Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire. Holy Spirit, come. Oh, Holy Spirit, come.
Into our time of songs of praise. And what caught my attention this time was the passage in Acts where it talks about them all hearing and speaking in their own language. So I thought we would try something new this Sunday. There is an insert in your bulletin on page 11. It's Praise, I Will Praise You, Lord. This one we're going to sing one verse in French. If you are a French major, I apologize because I don't have it all down completely, but I did a pronunciation key that you see on the screen, talking through it. It is Je louerai l'éternel de tout mon cœur. Je raconterai toutes tes merveilles. Je chanterai ton nom. Je louerai l'éternel de tout mon cœur. Je ferai de toi, le sujet de ma joie. Alléluia. So, since it is new, we will sing verse 1 in English, followed by the French twice, and we will finish with the verse of love and verse of serve. If you can stand as you're able and join us, we will try praise. I will praise you, Lord.
Oh.
there. So now we're going to try some South African. Hopefully this one's familiar to you. This is Siyahamba. I know the youth have sung this with Lynn and I, myself for junior choir. But it's pretty much the same words over and over. Siyahamba kukanen kwen kos. Siyahamba kukanen kwen kos. That's basically the whole song for the South African version. There's three English, and then we're going to go back to Siyahamba.
I invite children toward the steps for the children's message this morning. Good morning. How are we doing today? Yeah, you see all the red in the sanctuary? There's red flames back there, and there's white doves coming down on red backgrounds because of Pentecost Sunday. And all the red reminds us of the sacrifice of Jesus. He shed his blood on the cross that we would have forgiveness. And so blood is the aspect of life. And it's also the red is the color of flames. And on Pentecost Sunday, the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit came. There was a loud wind and there were tongues of flame that rested on all the heads of the people that were gathered. And so we have flames on those banners back there. And the aspect of the two songs that we just sang, the people spoke in different tongues, in different languages. There were people from all nations of the world at that time, and they all could hear someone speak in the language. And it was an amazing Sunday or amazing morning in the life of the church. And as we think about Pentecost, do you know what this is? If I do this, what is that? It's a flashlight. And a flashlight is meant to have light come out so we can see in the darkness. How does a flashlight work? What do you need, Reese? You need batteries to make it charge. You got the light bulb, but you need the batteries. And so when I turn it on, the light's on, that means the batteries are charged. The batteries are what give the flashlight power. Well, on Pentecost Sunday, we remember the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit working in the hearts of these six confirmands, that they have come to a point in their life and in the life of the faith that they want to confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they do that because the Spirit is within them. And the Spirit is within all Christians as we believe. It is the Spirit that gives us power, just in a way like these batteries give power to the flashlight and make it work. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this special day, Pentecost, and the coming of the Holy Spirit. And I pray your Holy Spirit's blessing upon these children, that they would sense the Spirit within them to keep them safe and to help them grow in their faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, some of you are staying up here. All of you are staying up here to sing some kind of song. All are welcome. Still don't want to go up.
So our next hymn is one that hopefully we most all know and have grown up with, Jesus Loves Me. And for this language, we would like to do sign language. So I have Brooke and Emily who have taught some of these, and they're also going to be up here to help guide. But for you as a congregation, it's Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. And then it's, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. So let's sing that through twice. Please join us in the motions if you would like.
Did you take her music?
No, it's mine.
Thank you. Yeah, she's singing before. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. Lord, we gather together to worship you and to honor you, to take this time out of our lives and to focus in on our worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to thank you for the dwelling of the Holy Spirit within us as we trust and believe in him as our Lord and Savior, that sense of guidance, that sense of comfort with life's ups and downs. When we travel this road that sometimes is dark, and we thank you for the light of Jesus to light the way and to open doors for us. Lord, we pray your blessing upon this day, both for senior recognition and for the rite of confirmation, and for all who gather, that we would know you, for your love and your mercy is great. Lord, gather together, hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. We have our recognition of 2024 graduates. You can turn in your bulletin. There's a page with our college graduates and a page with our high school graduates. And we have four from the congregation have graduated from college. If those four are here, please stand. Okay, so you move down. So I'm going to ask the four of you to come forward. Or maybe three. Okay. I went to a graduation party for Kelsey's brother, and she wanted to be able to do the princess wave coming down the aisle. So I just did that for you. Never done that before, but you have to do it on the way out, Kelsey. And Emily and Adam, you've got to do the wave as well. Okay. So, congratulations, thanks for coming forward. Do that, you know, whatever. And now our high school graduates, I invite them to come forward as well. Just, you don't have to do the wave. But if you'd come forward and stand here on the top step, a fine group of young men. 5 years ago, they were still a fine group of young men. They will always be remembered. They're the only class of all men I've had in confirmation. And some of them, all of them, have grown a little bit taller. And their confirmation actually happened in August of that year, and you know why. So those years have gone by, and now we celebrate you in a different way in the aspect of your graduation from high school. And again, you can read in the bulletin what some of their hopes and plans and dreams are. And I have been encouraged by some other young people that we've traditionally handed out a Bible. But I've been told that your generation makes a lot more use of Bible apps. And so I don't have an app to give you, but we are giving you a 365 daily devotional called A Little Time, A Little God Time for Graduates. I've read a few of them, and hopefully they're going to be appropriate for you and encourage you in your faith. So these are in order. So I think that's Blake. This better be Ian. I should check. And this is Jack. Should be Kale. Should be Gavin. Tyler. And Cameron. So we pray your God's blessings upon you as you move on to what you're doing. Excited for everything that you're going to do this summer and in the next year, two, three, four, five, or six, some of you in some of those degrees. So we're going to pray for you, then you're going to find your seat, and then the real recognition comes. with those videos that are going to be on the screen. Let's pray. God, we do thank you for these young men. We thank you for who they are, their personalities. We thank you for their faithfulness, and we pray your blessing upon the work that they have done through school to graduate. And Lord, we pray that their hopes and their plans would be blessed by your guidance and by your counsel. In Christ we pray, amen. Congrats.